President-elect Bush stood by his nominee for Secretary of Labor today, despite new questions about whether Linda Chavez once knowingly employed an illegal immigrant. Bush transition officials say Chavez gave her odd jobs to do and occasionally gave her cash. They insist she was merely helping the Guatemalan woman gain a foothold in this country. Democrats say the Secretary of Labor designate may have broken the same labor laws that she would be enforcing if confirmed. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The relationship between Linda Chavez and Marta Mercado began in 1991 when Chavez was approached by a friend to take in Mercado, who had just arrived from Guatemala using false papers. In today's Washington Post, Mercado said she spoke no English when she first arrived in this country, but that once she learned the language, about 3 months later, she informed Chavez of her illegal status. But Bush transition officials say Chavez told them she didn't find out about Mercado's status until after she returned to Guatemala. Bush today on several occasions indicated he still supported Chavez.
I firmly believe she'll be a fine Secretary of Labor, and I've got confidence in Linda Chavez. She'll bring an interesting perspective to the Labor Department. First and foremost, she used to be a member of a labor union. Secondly, she was a staffer on the Hill for a Democrat committee. She's got a unique background. She's plenty capable, and she's smart.
While living in Chavez's suburban Maryland home, Mercado helped out with the housework, although she told the Post, quote, "In reality, I was not an employee of Chavez." Bush transition officials say Chavez gave Mercado hundreds of dollars, if not more. The question may boil down to when did Chavez learn about Mercado's legal status, and what did she tell those who interviewed her for the Labor Department job? The New York Times quoted a friend of Chavez saying she thought Chavez knew all along Mercado was here illegally. Bush spokesman Ari Fleischer said cabinet nominees are given a thorough questioning.
One question that, you know, you can assume gets asked is about household help and whether you've had household help. If so, have you paid all the income taxes for that household employee? We, of course, do not ask each and every one of our nominees to list all the many acts of compassion that they may have carried out on behalf of people. That is not the type of issue or question that would rise up to the level where it becomes an important part or any part of the interview process.
Many Democrats were already opposed to Chavez because of her conservative views on labor issues, and they've been quick to pounce on the new allegations. Senator Edward Kennedy, who will chair Senate confirmation hearings next week, called them troubling. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California agrees.
I think that Linda Chavez has a problem with her nomination because there was a very similar issue surrounding two of President Clinton's nominees. And therefore, there is a precedent that has been set on this. But in addition, there are other things that are very troubling about her resume and her writings. For example, she's clearly against the minimum wage.
Bush transition officials remember how the trouble with the Clinton nominations knocked that new president off stride. They firmly denied any parallels between Chavez and the Clinton nominees, hoping Bush will be able to dodge similar woes. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.